Alaskans filing their permanent fund dividend applications in the first day or so of the new year were frustrated by technical problems with the Pick, Click, Give program. The program allows residents to choose an Alaskan nonprofit organization to donate all or part of their permanent fund dividend to. The idea is to make it easier for Alaskans to give, but right now it's not so easy. Permanent Fund Division Director Deborah Bitney says initially there were problems on the site that did not allow people to choose the Pick, Click, Give program at all. Those, she says, were fixed right away, but there are lingering woes with the system timing out before it accesses the list of organizations to choose from.
That is an issue that I haven't received any more reports about today. We fixed all the technical issues that we were aware of. So we're encouraging people to go ahead and file their application online. And if they intend to pick click give, please try to do that during maybe an off-peak traffic time for our server.
Bitney says there are 365 eligible nonprofits this year, and the size of the list could be part of the slowdown. Bitney says right now it's an intermittent problem.
Not everyone who tried it had that experience. Many people were able to file their Pick, Click, Give very successfully. So it is a random type of an issue.
Bitney says the division is working on a process for people who have filed their PFD applications but still want to give a chance to go back and do so. That, she says, should be complete within 2 weeks. It's not known how many Alaskans may have tried to give and were not able to. Last year was the first year, and 5,100 Alaskans pledged more than $500,000 to the organization of their choice through Pick, Click, Give. The Rasmussen Foundation donated $900,000 over 3 years to help get the program going, with a major portion of the money provided in the first year to build the system. The foundation is in the second year of providing those funds.